Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. Captain Mark Wheeler here is not only a captain of latitude adjustment, he's also the captain here at Encinitas Ford here. And from Inside Sport Fishing and Code Group, Michael Folks, Captain Michael Folks. You have a captain's license.
I've had a license for
a long time. Yeah, for sure.
I noticed you hesitated on that.
Yeah. And Ryan, our phone guy, who's our casting guy today, is here to give us an update on the casting contest. Are people excited about winning that trip to Katmai Lodge?
Oh, yeah, I would be. I kind of want to sign up.
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan got a five.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going real good. It's we got a couple of threes and then quite a few twos, and it's going strong.
Wow. Steady. So who's in the lead?
We have a tie between Roy and Dave.
Okay. So there's going to be a cast-off.
There's going to be a cast-off.
Unless somebody scores a four.
Yep. Got to hit that bucket.
Yeah. There you go. All right, yeah. Ryan. Well, thanks for being here. Dave's helping you out there, spotting for you. So appreciate that. And we're giving away a lot of great prizes thanks to the cowboy over there. And Tommy P. and all our great sponsors.
So much great stuff. So, again, like we said, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, all you got to do is come down to NC to Ford. Hang out with us. There's plenty of time to come down. Check out the show. Tables full of goodies are giving away. AFCO clothing, Williamson poppers, Rapala, just tons of great stuff. Gamakatsu hooks back and so much more. And basically, when you come on up, just grab a raffle ticket. We give away a bunch of stuff during all the breaks. Absolutely no charge. It's free. Just come hang out and win some cool swag. And then when you're here, sign up for that great trip, because as you heard, we're giving away that trip to Katmai Lodge. Two entries at each of our four live broadcasts. So one is going to be the winner of a casting contest, and one is just a random draw for coming, hanging out with us. And everyone that gets one of those tickets is going to be eligible for all the great prizes that we're giving away, not just the trip. You basically fill out your entry form, be one of the eight qualifiers to the world-famous Katmai Lodge on the Let's Talk Hookup trip. It's July 17th, including 4 days of fishing, 4 nights of lodging, all your meals at the lodge, and a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Anchorage. We're going to draw the qualifier today at the end of the show, but you must be present to win. Obviously, the casting contest winner is going to be a qualifier as well. So really cool there. Casting contest is going on. Again, if you want to cast, just see Ryan. Let him know that you want to make a cast. And three winners of that, we're going to win that great Shimano duffel bag with a waterproof bottom. We've got a Shimano rod we're giving away, an AFCO Alejos belt, so great prizes there. And then haven't forgot about you on the phones either. If you give us a call on the phones this morning at 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's going to be our local number. Or toll free at 877-792-1090. You're going to win an opportunity to go half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. And, Pete, you got me, too. Don't forget, every winner of the casting contest is going to win one of those awesome fast loop passes from Encinitas Ford.
Well, we were going to give away new Ford cars.
And you were.
Yeah, were.
And then we decided we didn't want to compete with all your free giveaways. So we just put six of
Encinitas
the free fast loop certificates out here, which we normally do for $29. 45 minutes in the shop, and it's just a great giveaway for your guys.
And if you want to come over right now to Encinitas Ford, get your car lubed, oil change, and come and have a chance to win a great prize, come on down to Encinitas Ford right now and get it done.
There we go. We're ready, and you can take a drive and just, you know, experience what these new Ford products are all about. We've got guys here ready to just take you for a ride.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it like your fishing equipment, if you could take it out and test drive it, on a 205-pound bluefin like Rock Cod caught on Monday, but that's what we do. We take, experience the efficiency and the value of the new Ford product.
Yeah, you know, the other, speaking of Ford product, the trucks, the F-150 is a phenomenal vehicle.
The ride is unbelievable.
Amazing ride.
It's like being in a Bentley.
Yeah. They're
that's cool.
Super comfortable.
Better,
but if you want to
run,
better than
yeah.
being in a Bentley
because
you're up high.
Yeah.
But I have a Ford Transit Connect. I love that thing. I mean, it's more of an economy style car, but I can put all the stuff I put in my F-150 in that Transit Connect, and I can lock it up.
Right.
And it's a great. It's great at fuel economy. It's got tons of room in it, and you can seat eight people in it.
So when you look at the full Ford lineup,
do you have eight friends?
From
no, I have all the seats down. So I can put my rods.
Well, exactly.
That's why I have to give away stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you look
Mark
at the Wheeler's
my
Ford
only
lineup,
friend, and that's even iffy. Right?
That's yeah. real iffy. Yeah. if you have friends like Wheeler, you don't need friends. But if you look at the full Ford lineup from the Fiesta, Focus, Fusion Energies, the plug-in electrics, the turbocharged, then we go to the SUVs, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Expedition, and then the world-renowned F-150 and the F-250 Super Duties. There's just nothing close. And then we have the new Transits, the Transit Connects, and the van lines. There's
everything.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we talked about, the one of the big things that drives Encinitas Ford sales is our ability to put a lot of money in a used vehicle that the customer may not realize what the value of. And it makes transaction
it's
easy.
Like, my car's really worth that much?
Yeah.
So if you're down here at Encinitas Ford, just ask one of the guys for test drive, no obligation, and just check out how good that product really is.
We welcome all the listeners of Let's Talk Hookup.
Also, while you're down here, Jim Holden from Friends of Rollo is here, Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program, and we're selling the last of the tickets. There's not very many left. There are not very many left for the captain's reception 1 week from Monday at the Bally High in the evening. Starts at what, 5 o'clock? 5:30 at the Bally High in Shelter Island. It's a great event. Went last year. It was the first time. It was so successful. The guys from Wicked Tuner are going to be here. It's going to be a good time. $25. You have a chance to win all these great prizes, and you can either get it at rollokids.org or come down here, and he's got the credit card machine. Give him $25, and you're in. And you don't want to miss out. You don't want to wait till the day of the event because you're not going to get it.
They're going to be gone.
Grab it right now today. And it's time for the Catch Report today.
You got it. Well, the Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Wake Up the Season sales event is going on, but it's only for a limited time. It's from now through June 15th. Purchase a select eligible Yamaha Outboards 4-stroke. It'll come with up to a $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here. Yamaha, visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today for more details. And let's get on that fishdope.com report with our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, Michael, and Mark. So, guys,
Mark,
last weekend was the famous Memorial Day weekend, kicking off the first unofficial weekend of summer. And with the extra day and good weather, a lot of areas got looked at, some with spectacular results. At the islands, we'll start up there, Catalina. You know, it suffered the holiday weekend boat pressure blues a little bit, but still some good squid to be made. Backside east there, we made some bait, 18 fathoms. Before we went elsewhere, had good yellow fishing and barracuda on the bait grounds there, but we left right after gray light. Looking for something else. There is some sea bass around at Catalina, mostly backside east and on the east end proper there, a little bit up west, but again, this boat pressure was an issue. Santa Barbara Island, finally got busted. You know, word got out about the yellows and little mix of sea bass and halibut up there. It's been pretty good fishing. It's biting again this morning. And my buddy told me yesterday 40 tons of squid came out of there here the other night.
Whoa.
For that little area. At San Clemente Island, lots of yellows there, front side, back side, in the cove. You know, unfortunately, that big area of yellows in the cove suffered a little bit with the saner pressure on the squid bed. It was just absolutely intense. But I'm sure they're still around, just got discombobulated there with the seiners in there. A few big sea bass scattered around the kelp lines in that zone also. And as you know, guys, that good stuff at the island, I mean, that's inshore fishing at its finest, but it pales in comparison to how our offshore scene is shaping up right now. Check this out here. I mean, the first marlin has already been caught. I was down outside Colnett, but, you know, marlin in May, that's pretty good. That's worthy. Elfin tuna have been around for well over a month now, and these are both tropical species, and it's awful early, so I think we're going to have another good season. But that big news has got to be that bluefin, and it's just crazy how much that fish has floated up. It's just electrified the blue water offshore type. Guys, there are huge area of fish from outside the lower 9 down to the 302, 425 zone, as well as some up above the border all the way to the 43 and perhaps beyond, as there's tons of life in excellent conditions around the mackerel bank. So most of that fish, as you guys have been hearing on the show here, taking on the iron or the big heavy-duty poppers, and some of the guys are also doing well slow trolling mackerel in the zone. And the beauty there is that you get a little bit more back-friendly gear to pull on them with if you're doing that slow troll thing. But regardless, what an absolutely unbelievable week. The best one I heard angled up was Ricky's partner there with a 225. The best one I've heard speared was a 245. God only knows what's been hooked and lost. And who the heck knows what's coming. But I got to tell you, Ricky, you're my hero. That's a truly worthy accomplishment. Matt, yeah, my back is sore for you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm not worthy.
it was a heck of a fish, buddy. I appreciate it very much, man. We had a blast. I just want to go get another one.
Well, as you know, fishdope.com is the source for great information like you just heard from Mark Wish and marlin, swordfish, tuna, and more. Save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com right now. Hook up now, all lowercase, no space. And, Mark, you reporting on a regular basis. I know I heard from Danny yesterday. Danny gave me a midday update yesterday, and he said, put it up on fishdope, that they were really biting yesterday. You probably got that phone call too, didn't you?
Oh, we got the phone call. Did you see that picture of the swordfish I put up, that Danny put
I
up
did.
On fishdope?
Unbelievable shot. Like, that one's in the lee of Clemente, right?
Pete, that was in 21 fathoms.
Get out of here.
Yeah, did you see that picture on fishdope?
No.
Unbelievable shot. Go back and look at it.
Yeah.
I believe you posted it on Thursday, right, or Friday?
Yeah. I'll email you the picture. One looking offshore where it just could be a swordfish anywhere. You'd never know. And then the other one is when we were actually baiting the fish. And me, of all people, we didn't have decent gear. You wouldn't believe we were baiting this thing with. And thank God it didn't bite because it was a good one.
But you got to do what you got to do.
You could hit the beach with your jig stick, Ricky. I mean, with casting a jig. We were that close. 21 fathoms is many.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, how do we find you, Mark?
Oh, before I go fishing again, we're going to be at the Pacific Edge store, both at Chica and Edinger. And you got me all discombobulated here. What's your phone number?
Swordfish on the brain.
Right?
that was just awesome baiting that fish in there like that. Phone number 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Awesome report, Mark. Great job as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Pete, we're going to be bringing the boat down. We're going to come and catch some of your fish, Ricky.
Come on down. There's plenty to go around, buddy. We'll get you all doped up.
We appreciate it. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week, and it is definitely getting better and better.
I like it. All right, appreciate that, Mark. Well, hey, let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. I think you got a good taste of what's happening with the last one with Cass Air. The San Diego yesterday, 25 anglers went down looking, only five bluefin, but these are all 75 to 80-pound bluefin, so they're not little guys for sure, and they also had 7 yellowtail to go along with that. And they actually went offshore today looking, so hopefully we get some more bluefin out of that there. Very good fishing on the three-quarter day, and kind of what we've been waiting for here. You know, it's been a couple good years when they abandoned some great yellowtail fishing because they might catch some bluefin. We've had some great yellowtail fishing in there, and this is just a continuation of that. Half day, still very good bottom fishing, rockfish and reds, starting to see some life there, starting to keep an eye out for those calicos, maybe some yellowtail hovering around there. The overnights, Voyager went down the coast there, 26 yellow, 11 bonita, 70 calico bass, some good bottom fishing in there, and I'm sure with this bluefin we're going to start running some more trips going offshore looking around, so definitely check the website, seafortlanding.com. Half day, three-quarter day, overnight, we've got some day and a half in there, some of those boats are scheduling 2 days. You can make all your reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And we'd love to take you guys out there fishing. Like the twilight trips expanded a bit. We're running Thursday through Sunday now, so if you want to do an evening trip, the three-quarter day trip's going out there looking for bluefin. Hopefully he keeps that going there. Otherwise, they have some good yellowtail fishing to fall back on. Good fishing all around, about what we expect this time of the year.
It's awesome, Marcos. And, you know, Michael was talking about it. He had just gone on the Terramar Tuesday trip. You know, the catch report, or the fish count total doesn't necessarily tell the tale of those trips.
Not
I mean, they're,
even close.
They're 50 to 200 pounders, the guys are fishing local. So the number of fish that get hooked and lost and seen and shot is just, it doesn't even come close to telling the tale of how good of your opportunities and fishing is.
If you can throw a surface iron, you're going to get bit.
Wow.
I may not catch one.
Yeah. Pull on something.
Yeah, exactly.
Something big.
On a three-quarter day trip, that's what's just so mind-boggling.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Well, Marcos, one more time, give us the phone number if somebody wants to book any of the great trips going on at C4 Sport Fishing.
619-224-3383 or c4thlanding.com. You can get out fishing either way.
Awesome. Great job, as always. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Now, with that, our Sport Fishing Financial, the man, our Baja Norte catch reporter, Rick Jensen's on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick.
Now, aren't you on your way to Rancho Leonero?
You know, I'm sitting in the terminal right now, boarding in about half an hour.
Oh, you all dog.
Right.
You dog.
But, Mark, as you know from last year, I'm a 3-4 donor, so fully support your project and product there. And Michael, I'm slowly and surely getting into this code group and figuring out how it works. I'm technically challenged as well, but I see all the opportunity and advantage and never miss a inside sport fishing. So great show today with you guys there.
Good. Glad to hear it. It's getting simpler every day. So
cool.
Straight booking reservations now will be live in a couple of days.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Post your report and it'll go out instantaneously to everybody that's following.
And you can book a trip right on there.
Right online.
Wow.
It's as easy as Amazon.
Wow.
Click and go.
We'll be able to start trading stocks on there. I'm going to make a deal with you here.
We'll definitely make a deal.
So anyways, so heading down south at Mag Bay, we got a good report from Bob Hoyt that the big yellowtail are on the banks, scattered tuna still around, white sea bass showing up in the entrance. And on the other side, down in Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, a few Dorado moved in. In the area, there's a few snapper around. And an unusually large number of sharks and turtles showing up from there to Gonzaga. So a lot of activity and a lot of life just moving around all over the place there. A little slower at La Bocana and Bahia Concepcion, that area. Typically a little slow this time of year. The kids are catching the halibut and corvina on the beaches. But out of Cedros, Jeff reported in that the yellowtail are really starting to pop. They're eating the big mackerel. The calico are in full spawn. And the supply ship that goes back and forth from Tortuga to Cedros and back through the channel there has been reporting seeing several marlin cruising through the little channel there. So like the swordfish from Marca, got some billfish hanging near the shore up there.
So cool.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Good fishing, man. And you're headed down to Rancho Leonero, of course, Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial sponsoring $500 each, largest tuna, largest wahoo or dorado. For the tournament. Good luck to that. I'll be joining you tomorrow after the show, flying down on Alaska Airlines, and make that margarita a good one when I get there tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Yeah, you need a break, Pete.
Yeah,
he's been working four hours a week.
Well, I'm into my the first hour and a half of my week here, Mark, you know?
Time for a break.
Anyway, how do we get a hold of you there at Sport Fishing Financial, Rick, if we want to talk fishing or talk finance?
Yeah, always on the landline, 949-481-1807 and sportfishingfinancial.com. I'll see you
all
down
right
at the ranch.
See you at the ranch. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate that very much. From Sport Fishing Financial, it's our buddy Rick Jensen.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you want to get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip, they have taken the San Diego processing business to all new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing order and those great tuna burgers. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, Mo from Vista. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Good morning, guys. I was just a question about the 60-mile bank on fishing rockfish. I called Fishing Game, and they were telling me it's a
cowcod conservation.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But he was also saying it's like a 500, the bank, the 500 ridge, fathom bank, you know. west of that, it was illegal to fish any kind of rock fish.
But it's too deep.
Well, yeah, that's what I told him. But I said the 60-mile bank is there's some spots up there that is high.
So here's how that worked, because I had the same conversation.
Yeah, you're talking
with
to Rock Rod Rick, don't forget.
Because I'm with you. I had the same argument that, you know, okay, well, the depth restrictions were loosened up on us a little bit, and we could fish in deeper water. Well, the rule is not that you can just fish in 50 fathom or 55 fathom, but it's that fathom curve going down the coast. You need to be shallow of that line. So you know, going down the coast of California, there's the 50 fathom curve that, you know, that kind of
500 snakes its
way down the line. If your spot is outside or deeper than that, but it's a pinnacle that comes up shallower than 360, that is still off limits. You have to be on the inside of the line. So now that line also includes Clemente, so Clemente would have its own line around it, but that's trust me, I got the straight skinny too, because I said, well, I definitely have spots offshore that are shallower than the depth restriction, but that's what I was told from the wardens.
Because of the cow cod?
How the rock cod regulation works. You know, we can only fish in water that's 360 feet or more shallow. Well, it's not just that depth. It's that depth on the beach in inside of it.
On the inside.
Correct.
Rather,
so you might have
right to the west of it.
Correct.
But the
seiners
can come in and wrap 40 tons of a squid
in a
against the beach.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
Ah, yeah.
Or wrap Newport Reef for white sea bass and call it an incidental catch.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
No problem with those guys
but we can't
metric
catch
tons.
We can't catch five
rock cod.
We can't
catch a rock cod.
Yeah.
Or just,
I just couldn't figure out where the fathom, the 500 fathom is. I saw it on the ridge, you know, at the 181, 182, going out to the 43 and up west, but I didn't see the line. Then I saw something past the mushroom, the 500 fathom, but I didn't see it inside.
Yeah, it's anything that's, you know, that depth contour that you're talking about, your 360 feet. You follow that 360 feet all the way down the coast, you're only able to fish on the inside
on
of that.
On the eastern side.
Correct.
Eastern side. All right.
Okay. Because trust me, I said the same thing you did. That was what I got from Ken Franke and the guys.
Ken knows.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Speaking of which, next Saturday, thank you very much, we'll be traveling down to Ensenada to the Hotel Coral and Marina. Beautiful place. We'll be traveling down there broadcasting live with some of the dignitaries from Mexico that help us in our fisheries down there. So you want to join us next Saturday right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Rick will be in the studio. I'll be down at the Hotel Coral and Marina in Ensenada with the group, Ken Franke and the group from SAC. Next Saturday also, big event at the Longfin in Orange. It's the Shimano Tackle Tour is going to make their stop there. They have a 500-square-foot Shimano showroom in the store, along with their other 20,000 feet of tackle in that amazing store.
It's a great Longfin store.
Oh, it's an unbelievable store. And Tom and Eric do such a great job up there.
Do.
Everything is on sale. Even things that don't go on sale
are on sale.
So you can get over there next Saturday. It starts at 7 a.m. We normally do live broadcasts over there, but we already committed to going to Ensenada next week. So we'll be in Ensenada, but the sale is still going on next Saturday. That's June 11th, the Shimano Tour Stop. You can get all the information and all that stuff. Check out thelongfin.com.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more catch reports, and a lot more run. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, it's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. I'm telling you,
I'm loving that Max Quattro.
Oh, man.
That stuff is so good. It's thinner. I have 80 pound on my Tranks, and it does the job. You can cast those jigs, cast those poppers a mile with that
well,
stuff.
Well, you got the advantage now of fishing 80-pound test on a reel and still getting appropriate line capacity.
Yes.
That's the beauty of it. Fish a reel that's still small, fits in your hands good, but now you've got heavy line, stronger connections, better drag pressure. You can catch a 100-pound fish. You can catch a 200-pound fish.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Michael, you like that PowerPro Max Quattro?
I love it. And the Tranks is unbelievable. It's,
yeah.
It's bass reels on steroids.
Yeah,
totally.
It is.
Totally, totally.
Next Saturday at the Longfin, you can get those PowerPro connections down because the PowerPro guys will be there teaching you connections next Saturday at the Longfin in Orange. The whole tour stop includes PowerPro there.
Can you imagine catching a 200-pound bass on a, or 200-pound
bass.
Tuna on a bass reel?
On a bass reel, yeah.
That's pretty much what Dave
kinda
did last
is.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And no
I know.
And
the Terramar Tuesdays, they got them on the boats.
Yeah, they're amazingly powerful.
Jump
reel.
On the boat and you get out and actually test drive them.
I caught a 50-pound yellowfin on Wednesday on it, and I tell you, you just turn the handle and it comes to the boat.
Neil's got
an amazing deal.
Neil's got a Tranks on our boat that has had six fish over 100 pounds this year. Just this year.
Wow.
Six over 100. It's
unbelievable.
It's a bass reel.
It's
bulletproof.
Bass reel on steroids.
And you add PowerPro to it, it really works. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store. Check PowerPro.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-add treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at Encinitas Ford talking fishing, talking code group, talking big bluefins and poppers.
Yeah.
Man, it's on.
We have a Let's Talk Hookup trip, a couple of them on the Searcher day and a half trip in July. July 10th, July 12th. That still have four spots each left on them. I can't believe there's actually spots. But if you want to go on those, they're great trips. Let's Talk Hookup trip. We'll be giving away some prizes, having fun on there. They are on the Searcher website, searchersportfishing.com. You can go right to our website on our links page and click right on that and get that one of those last four spots on July 10 or July 12. Can you, if it's this good right now, can you imagine what it's going to be in in a month and a week?
Especially on the Searcher, brand new bait tanks. We call them the jacuzzis, man, because the Searcher's right behind the door of the tackle store, so we see them putting in those. Then you take the tanks. Boat looks awesome, man. They've done such a good job. The Searcher's in just the best shape she's ever been
such
in.
Such a great ride.
Yeah, it is.
Great
man,
ride.
Is.
Love that boat. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Steve from L.A. came all the way from down at L.A. Go ahead and step up to the mic, Steve, if you're around. And in the meantime, I understand congratulations are in order for you, Michael. Angler of the Year at the Avalon Tuna Club, is that right?
That's quite a feat, bro. Congratulations.
There's guys like, there's dignitaries in there. Like,
that's the real deal.
And that's the real deal, to be Angler of the Year. What did you do for that accomplishment?
It was an honor.
I don't know.
You don't know. You know something.
Well,
you just don't want to brag about it. It's something worth bragging about, man. Let's hear it. It's
an honor. Just to have been invited to be a member of the club to begin with. It's, you know, the oldest fishing club in the world.
Yeah.
And they really are about upholding the history and the tradition of the sport. So it's all about light lines, old tackle, vintage linens, bamboo rods, pre-1950s reels.
Pre-1950?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
What were your two kind of like big fishing accomplishments, would you say? Like, what were the two highlights of Tuna Club style of fishing from this last season?
I was told that I'd never be able to catch a 20-pound fish on the vintage because it's a big, beamy, slow boat. And we not only caught and released marlin on 20, 30, but we did 12.
12-pound vintage tackle.
Yeah. Dacron line.
Kite string.
Kite string. And then at Guadalupe on the Shogun, I was able to get the qualifying fish on vintage wooden tackle, wooden rod, free 1953s reel, and linen 24 thread line.
Oh, my. It's easier to break than Dacron.
It's like kite string.
Kite string.
It's like rope.
Yeah. And what was the size of the fish that you caught? Pre-1950s, wooden rod and reel, and linen line.
The qualifier was 105, and then I got one at 132.
Wow.
So it was fun.
Yellowfin tuna.
Yellowfin.
On the Shogun.
Unbelievable.
On the Shogun.
Wow. Well, so congratulations. Cool. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, Angler of the Year. We're in royalty here, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Absolutely, boys. Hey, I have a question about used cars. I'm a terrible used car picker-outer person. And I wanted to know how Encinitas Ford uses or how they choose a car for us to buy here at Encinitas Ford.
Well, thank you, Steve. What we do, we control our own reconditioning, so we do it all in house, and we do that because we can control the quality, and we know that when we're inspecting vehicles, we don't keep the edgy ones because it just creates too many problems. We want to provide the highest quality used vehicles we can and go through them. We have certified pre-owned, so we really have two different levels of used vehicles. We have certified pre-owned as Encinitas Finest is tearing by here in the fire truck. And we have then our used vehicles as well. And so when we put out a used vehicle, we guarantee them both through the certified pre-owned process as well as our own, and making sure that through the technology that we have through Carfax and other reports, that we know that we've got good title, good quality vehicle that's going to serve our customers well.
And what about warranties for a used vehicle? Are there?
We have warranties that go up to 150,000 miles.
Nice.
So we can tailor a warranty based on the time and mileage of the customer's intended ownership. So. And they're really reasonably priced so that the whole process is finding a vehicle. See a lot of people that are buying vehicles for price, but we want to sell them a vehicle that's going to serve them for as long as they want to own that vehicle. And so between the extended service contracts and our reconditioning process and our selection process, we think we can provide them with a lot of value.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Steve. Thanks for coming down from L.A. Appreciate that. Now, you know, we heard the first responders coming by here, Encinitas Fire Department. You have a new program with Ford right now for first responders and the military, right?
Right. We have a special rebate for first responders and military, active duty military and retired military. They were on call for a 205-pound bluefin.
Oh, they were. They're going to get dinner.
Wasabi. Very good. Yeah, the house is out of wasabi.
Yeah. We have a lot of specialty rebates. People with... existing leases, competitive make leases, first responders, college grads. There's a lot of different programs available for first-time buyers as well. So we want to offer something to virtually everybody in the community as to what may induce them and assist them in purchasing or leasing a new Ford vehicle from Encinitas Ford.
Very nice. All right. Jimmy from San Marcos is here at Encinitas Ford. Jimmy, step up to the mic there and... thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford, and always great to see a great group of people down here. We sure appreciate it.
Morning.
All right, so my question is, with all the great fishing last year, last summer, we had the bluefin, yellowfin, wahoo, Why do people keep asking about albacore?
I'm with you, man. No doubt.
It's like people are hoping for albacore to come in and for this fishing to stop.
So you're okay with 100-pound bluefish?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just fine with it. Yeah. I'm with you, man.
So do they fight harder? Do they taste better? What's the deal with albacore?
It's just tradition.
It's you're right. It is tradition.
They built the San Diego sport fishing fleet.
Albacore fever.
Yeah.
They definitely do not fight as hard, but the frenzy that they create amongst us all as fishermen is just, it's wild. I started working at the tackle store when I was in high school. That was my summertime job, tying albacore feathers and hooks, and there is still nothing like when albacore fishing is good. That place, we always talk about in the summertime that the landing is an electric place. You know, everybody's so fired up to go fishing, and like the feeling down there is palpable. When you have good albacore fishing, it's kicked up three notches. It's a user-friendly fish. They bite very well. They bite the troll jig, so it's always cool to hear the clicker go off. They usually are very good to come to the corner and bite the baits. They're a user-friendly fish. They pull a bunch of drag off your reel, and then they kind of give up afterwards, and you can wind them in and take a rad picture, and they eat good. They're just a very user-friendly, cool fish.
And there's an entire generation like you that haven't caught albacore. So I think that maybe is part of the mystique there. Yeah. It's like, you know, the mystery albacore. It'll happen.
But I'm with
right,
you.
Right, Michael?
I'm with you.
It'll happen.
Hopefully not this year.
Yeah,
hopefully
not this year. I'll take what we got. I'm right
we
with
will take exactly what we're coming.
I'm with you, bro.
100%. But it's interesting, though. The water is cooling down fast. I surfed yesterday. The water's cooler than it was in January off Point Loma.
It dropped a couple of degrees this week, but I think that was just some kind of a...
It's an upwelling.
It's an upwelling or a...
Yeah.
Or a I don't... The thermal is still warm.
Yeah.
And that's the core.
The deep water.
The deep water's still warm. Yeah. It never got cold.
Yeah.
It's like 8 to 10 degrees normal, over norm.
But things are changing, which is good. I mean, look at the red crab, the anchovy,
I haven't seen anchoveta like this, or anchovies like this in years.
Yeah.
Those bluefin are all feeding on, you know, two eyeballs and a wiggle.
Yeah.
Little three-inch anchovies, so.
Pretty unreal.
It's amazing.
Well, hopefully, at some point, we're going to get them.
Yeah. Right. And hopefully,
you can always go to Oregon to get it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Rick, let's jump in the phone.
You got it, man. We got some very patient callers. How about we talk to Edward, who's calling us from Wildomar this morning? Hi, Edward. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello.
How about we talk to Cameron then? Hey, Cameron, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning to the boys. And good morning to Michael. I love Inside Sport Fishing. I love sitting and listening to Michael tell stories. It's like listening to my grandfather.
That hurts.
Oh, we lost you there. I don't know what happened.
Sorry, we just lost that connection.
The only thing he's missing is a smoking jacket and a good pipe. That would be really good.
Oh, God.
There
you go.
Hey, yeah. I had a fish report. Me and my 12-year-old went down to Colonette on the real Sea Adventure 80 last weekend. And me, I consider myself an educated man, so I hate to use such a simple adjective, but the fishing was just stupid. It was really stupid. We caught over 240 yellowtail and 18 bluefin on that 2.5 day, and it was just unstinking believable.
Boy, have a good time?
My boy, say again?
I think you were going to tell the story. I was just asking if your boy enjoyed it.
Oh, he did. He caught 30-pound bluefin, first one in the Lyman family, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And, I mean, it was really unbelievable. I can't say enough about Captain Scott and what he does on that boat. The crew worked really, really hard for us with the food, the fish filleting, and just helping get fish to the boat. So I want to give a big shout-out to the real Adventure 80, and to also Michael, who maybe is like a really just older uncle and not a grandfather. How about that?
Oh! Hey, that doesn't lessen the pain.
Thanks a lot for this call this morning. That's Bob funny. Dean from Cardiff. Bob, are you still around? We just have a quick minute here before we have to wrap things up here at Encinitas Ford.
Sucks getting old.
Thanks. No, you're looking good, Michael.
What's up, Bob? Good morning.
For a grandfather.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
My question would be for to Rick.
Please.
What pound test Power Pro would you use for a kelp cutter rig off La Jolla out of a skiff?
That's my bread and butter that I do a couple days a week. It's my favorite fishing in the world, and I like to 65-pound original Power Pro. Just the regular, simple, strong. That's my favorite. 65-pound Power Pro.
Because it cuts better.
It does, and a piece of 40-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon. That's what I have tied on day in, day out, all the time.
Okay, and how long would the fluorocarbon be? Like 2 or 3 feet, or?
I fish a little bit longer. I fish about 4 to 6 feet.
Hey, great. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for coming to Ed's Four.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky winners win and all kinds of great stuff. We're giving away Maui Gyms. We're giving away trips on the Daily Double. Tons of great prizes from Shimano. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
With Wynn fishing rod grips, feeling is believing. Wynn's superior polymer grip technology puts control and comfort literally in the angler's hand. Experience Wynn's tacky sure grip security in wet, dry, cold, or hot conditions. Wynn makes grips for all types of fishing rods. Whether building a new rod or overwrapping your current cork or EVA, you will feel the Wynn grip difference. Check WynnGripsFishing.com to learn more or find a dealer. Wynn fishing rod grips, feeling is believing. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 11th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Coral Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, June 11th, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, celebrates its 30th anniversary with a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 11th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumas all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano, the latest rods from G Lumas, and all the new line from Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, with special offers available from Shimano, G Lumas, and Power Pro for this one day only. Every rod and reel in the huge Longfin stock will be on sale Saturday, June 11th only. Plus, you can win great stuff in a raffle at the end of the day. Winner need not be present. Celebrate the Longfin's 30th anniversary with the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 11th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at the Longfin.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, which includes all the tackle rental if you need it, is going to TJ in Lemon Grove. TJ, congratulations. I can tell Ryan's got a casting contest cast off going right now, so yeah. Things are going good there.
And Rudy won the qualifier. He's one of eight qualifiers. He won one of the qualifiers there. And then Arnie won the Maui Gym sunglasses. How about that?
Congratulations.
And we're going to determine who is the winner of the casting contest here at Encinitas Ford. I want to thank everybody for coming out to Encinitas Ford today. We sure appreciate all your support at Let's Talk Hookup and the San Diego County Ford dealers. And Mark Wheeler, if somebody wants to buy a Ford.
Great to be part of Let's Talk Hookup. Come on down to Encinitas Ford. We're fishermen for fishermen. We'll take great care of you. We got the staff and the product to get everyone the right kind of product.
And how do we find you?
Come to Encinitas Boulevard, go east 2 miles off of Interstate 5, 800-670-3673, and we'll take great care of your EncinitasFord.com.
There you go. I recommend it highly, for sure. And Michael Folks, Inside Sport Fishing and Code Group, once again.
Thank you so much.
Give us how we get a hold of you.
CodeGroupApp.com.
Yeah, and then also the text code.
28748.
So you text Code Group.
The word Code Group.
to 28748.
On your phone.
Yep.
And then that'll automatically download the app.
All you do is click on the download. It's a one click and you're in.
And you're in. All right.
It's all
Michael.
Free.
Good luck.
Awesome, Mike.
All right. Thanks
great
for coming down
Thank
and joining us.
Thank you so much
us.
For having me.
Yeah, you bet.
Congratulations again, Rick,
you,
on that fish. That was
always
fish of a lifetime.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey, and thank you all for listening today. Thanks to all our helpers here. God, I got them all. Ryan, we got Dave, we got
Cowboy,
we've got Tommy P, and of course, the chief engineer, Isaiah, and his assistant, Dick. Want to thank them very much for all coming down, and of course, all of you for being here. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be back in the Mighty 1090 studios. The man, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Flyers, will be our guest in the studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the studio on the Mighty 1090.